It's Nick Herr here, and you're listening to My Literacy Narrative podcast. To me, writing is a way of expressing oneself. Writing is an art form that requires a lot of patience and a lot of thought. It's a craft that most take for granted, in my opinion. I formed my opinion about writing through past writing experiences in my previous English classes. Currently, as a writer, I feel pretty confident in my own writing skills, although it took me a long time to become a comfortable and confident writer. As far as I can remember, going back, my earliest memory of my first actual essay was in the sixth grade. It was a narrative about an event that happened during the previous summer. Mind this now, though, at the time, my writing had a lot of outstanding flaws, including basic grammar errors, incorrect sentence structures, and going off topic a lot. Then, though, I didn't understand why my teacher marked so many errors on my paper. Personally, I thought I had written a perfectly good essay, but I guess the teacher thought differently. This memory of my first writing plays a role in the writer I've become because it reminds me of how far I've come as a writer. Since then, though, I've written many different essays throughout middle school and high school, but it wasn't until middle school when my writing began to drastically change and my growth as a writer began to occur. All credit due to one teacher, the teacher who had the most significant impact on my writing, my middle school English teacher, Miss Ogden. Shout out to Miss Ogden. Going into 7th grade, I was placed in the pre-AP English Language Arts class, introduced to Miss Ogden's hardcore regimen of learning to read, write, and communicate properly and effectively. Her English class was 2 years, two long years. Miss Ogden was a short-tempered, old Caucasian lady who had a mean, scratchy voice. Imagine having to put up with that for 2 years. But it wasn't until Miss Ogden's class that I actually read a full-length 200-page book by myself. From my experience, reading significantly helped me with my writing and increased my vocabulary. Her class helped me appreciate reading, and reading helped me appreciate writing, which in turn corresponded with my growth in writing at the time. She also taught us a lot about figure of speeches and high-level vocabulary. At first, the workload that she assigned was overwhelming. I was a kid straight out of the 6th grade learning how to use big words like grotesque and alacrity. The first quarter was difficult, but somehow I was able to get through it. A lot of other students, though, unfortunately, dropped out of the class. They changed their English class from pre-AP to CP English, which was considered an average English class. Now, after going through loads of work with figure speeches and vocabulary, she eventually then taught us how to write a proper essay. The first essay that we started with was a persuasive essay. I didn't know anything about writing essays to begin with then, but she introduced us to thesis statements, proper paragraph structures, conclusions, and facts to support your point and everything else needed for a good solid essay. At first, though, I didn't know what she was talking about. I was lost. I didn't understand what she wanted or what she meant. But after she gave us a couple examples of other papers, it kind of gave me a better understanding. Though it did take me a while to implement that onto paper. On the first essay that we wrote, the persuasive essay, I remember clearly that I got a C on it. 12 out of 16 points. And to be honest, I really wasn't satisfied. I felt like I could have gotten a much better grade. Getting a C on that type of essay inspired me to strive for a better grade, which drove me to write better for the better grade. We worked on all kinds of different writing assignments after that throughout the two-year span that we had, such as research papers, poetry projects, event narratives, and more. We also did peer reviews often. We would go over our essays with our peers first, and then turn in the rough drafts we peer-reviewed to be reviewed by Miss Ogden. It was kind of funny. Miss Ogden was almost a perfectionist. She was so hardcore on us about all of our grammar and spelling being proper because she taught us how to do everything proper. Nothing that I will teach you guys will ever go to waste, she told us. And she was right. It was true. I still incorporate a lot of the tips and lessons that she taught us then, now into my writing. She was the first teacher to give me responsive feedback on my essays, which really helped me learn and correct my mistakes as a writer. In the end, I realized that all those high-level vocabulary words and figure of speeches that she made us remember helped us develop us into better writers. Well, personally with me, it did. Miss Ogden's grading was tough, and that was the truth, but it helped turn me into a better writer. Her criticism and lectures shaped me into a confident writer. I moved on to high school after middle school feeling great about my writing skills, and so on. As I went on to high school, though, none of my English teachers were ever as detailed as Miss Ogden was in terms of feedback and instruction. Although, it was wrong of me to compare other teachers to Miss Ogden because everybody's different. Every teacher teaches differently and every teacher has different expectations. But when I think about just my history with writing, no teacher other than Miss Ogden was able to significantly affect the way I write today. To conclude, being a part of Miss Ogden's English class in middle school for 2 years was impactful. It was the most impactful experience of my writing career, and it played a large role in shaping me into the writer I am today. In the end, I've come to believe that writing is an art form of expressing oneself that requires time and patience.